Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jinyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts Make in India will power Viksit Bharat. Nagaland government bans exclusive trade permits by municipal bodies. Métis Secretary S. Krishnan says Nagaland holds great potential for innovation. And Nagaland braces for continued rainfall through week. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Viksit Bharat. Emphasizing self-reliance, he said, it is the demand of the time that everything required to make India a developed nation must be built within the country. Mr. Modi was speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat.
आज हम 140 करोड़ भारतीय मिलकर अपने देश को विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए जी जान से जुटे हैं। देश की तरक्की के लिए जो कुछ भी चाहिए वो हम भारत में ही बनाएं। ये आज के समय की मांग है।
He noted that several Indian-made products are now being exported to countries across the world. Speaking on Operation Sindhu, Prime Minister Modi said that it is not just a military action but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई नहीं है ये हम भारतीयों के संस्कारों हमारी भावनाओं की अभिव्यक्ति है आतंक फैलाने वालों को सपने में भी सोचा नहीं होगा मोदी से मुकाबला करना कितना मुश्किल होता है
Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated a locomotive manufacturing plant of the Indian Railways. Mr. Modi also flagged off the first electronic locomotive manufactured from the plant. Nagaland Municipal Affairs Department has prohibited urban local bodies, ULBs, including municipalities and town councils, from granting exclusive permits to single entities for the supply of goods and services. The move follows complaints from various NGOs alleging illegal tender allotments and restrictive trade practices by several ULBs. In its circular dated May 24, the department said such practices undermine fair competition and limit equitable economic opportunities for the public. The directive underlines the importance of providing equal platforms for individuals to conduct business peacefully while ensuring credible municipal governance. To rectify existing discrepancies, ULBs have been instructed to review and withdraw any ongoing tenders, orders, or permits that may result in restrictive trade conditions. The department further warned that any such action by officials, regardless of rank, would face consequences under the Consumer Protection Act 2019, reminding ULBs of their statutory obligations under Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. The directive urged them to uphold integrity and legal compliance in all aspects of their functioning. The three-day Innovation NE Week, organized by Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, METI, and National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, NELIT, commenced today at NELIT Kohima. Speaking virtually at the inaugural event, METI Secretary S. Krishnan highlighted the initiative's importance in advancing digital literacy and technical education in the Northeast. He emphasized that the ministry is committed to empowering the region through technology and pointed out that 20 of India's 55 NELIT centers are located in the region, with Kohima among the most active. He also mentioned the potential of Nagaland in the economic setup.
Nagaland is progressing in a number of areas where innovation and startups are taking place. It has distinct advantages of having a population which is comfortable in English. It has people with a number of skills which can be substantially marketed, and not just in India, but everywhere on the globe. Hence, the potential of the state is tremendous, and which is why it is important that the most modern skills and the most updated skills reach the people of the state.
Mr. Krishnan also underlined NELIT's mission to enhance employability of youth in the region through capacity building programs. The event is seeing participants from all northeastern states. Director General of the Indian Council of Medical Research, Dr. Rajiv Bal, said that the government is monitoring the COVID situation through the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program, which tracks COVID cases nationwide. On the recent uptick in case numbers, he emphasized that there was no cause for panic as of now, and the severity of infections remains low. Dr. Bal urged the people to remain vigilant. According to data from the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, India has 1,009 active COVID-19 cases as of date. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. This marked a turning point in the country's modern political history as it ended the era of coalition politics in India with people giving a clear and decisive mandate to the BJP. Addressing an event today, Mr. Modi recalled the trust first placed in him by Gujarat and then by the nation.
26 मई का दिन है साल 2014 में आज के ही दिन पहली बार मैंने प्रधानमंत्री के तौर पर शपथ ली थी गुजरात के आप सभी के लोगों ने मुझे भरपूर आशीर्वाद दिया और बाद में देश के कोटि-कोटि जनों ने भी मुझे आशीर्वाद देने में कोई कमी नहीं रखी
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that around 15 foreign universities will be coming to establish their campuses in India by this academic year, with government approval already granted. Mr. Pradhan was speaking at the letter of intent handover ceremony to the United Kingdom's Liverpool University in New Delhi today. He described this partnership as a reauthorization of India's emergence as a trusted partner in global higher education.
भारत में ग्लोबल सिटीजन तैयार हो इसको ध्यान में रखते हुए हम विश्व की जो अच्छे यूनिवर्सिटी हैं उनको भारत में आमंत्रित कर रहे हैं गुजरात की गिफ्ट सिटी में दो ऑस्ट्रेलियन यूनिवर्सिटी अपना पढ़ाई शुरू कर दी हैं इस साल यूके के साउथहैम्पटन गुड़गांव में अपना पढ़ाई शुरू कर देगा मैं आज के अवसर पे देश के विद्यार्थियों को शुभेच्छा देता हूं हमको बाहर जाना ना पड़े इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूशन भी आज विश्व स्तर पे अपना नाम कमा रहे हैं
The minister said Liverpool University will be operational in Bengaluru from next year. Transport Commissioner Elias T. Lota has announced guidelines for the Ra Veer scheme, an initiative that rewards good Samaritans who save lives during road accidents. The scheme awards individuals who assist victims and rush them to hospitals within the golden hour or first hour with 25,000 rupees in cash and a certificate of appreciation. Rewards vary for cases with more than one good Samaritan or more than one victim. It also ensures legal protection to good Samaritans under the Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019. The central government initiative is aimed at encouraging public to help during emergency situations and will be active until March 31, 2026. For further details are available on the department website at mvdnagaland.in. Nagaland is expected to witness continued rainfall until the end of the week, according to the Meteorological Center Kohima. The forecast indicates heavy rain very likely at isolated places in Kohima, Zunheboto, Kipire, Mogokchung and Tuangsang tomorrow. Very heavy rain is very likely at isolated places of Paran, Kohima, Pak, Tuangsang and Kipire on 29th of May. Thunderstorm with lightning are very likely across several parts of the state throughout the week. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts Make in India will power Viksit Bharat. Nagaland government bans exclusive trade permits by municipal bodies. Métis Secretary S. Krishnan says Nagaland holds great potential for innovation. And Nagaland braces for continued rainfall through week. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.